take it and cash it themselves. You know, they have the power to do this, you see. They can put you on the pay. You can just see if you work it out, you know what I mean, you can just stay on anybody's payroll. It's just really, you know, how deep you can get to the power. You see, if you can get where somebody, you know, can, you know, keep you on the payroll and, you know, make the big man and the big management, the big corporation still send checks. Now, you know, you fire, but the supervisor, who's ever in charge, can, you know, that's it. All that kind of stuff can do it. You can do it, you know. Who's ever in charge can just, you know, you might be gone, but so, okay, so they'll just take that check. You see, continue getting the check for you, you know, like you're still working there, but, you know, you don't really have to, you see. And they can get the check. They can get the money, you see. But it's how much power you have to do it. You see, you have to have some power. You see, and sometimes in these organizations, you know, if you can really get into them, you know, the businessmen, you know, the rich men, they invest a lot of power into the people that they work with, such as Bill Russell for the Seattle Supersonics. He was general manager and coach. This man that he was with gave him general manager and coach, and he was like that, you know, for a couple of years. Now, he resigned, but, you know, he's still going to get, for 2 years, he's going to get $150,000, and he's not even with them. And he's going to get this for 2 years. I mean, now his contract was something like $2.4 million. You see, he had a contract, you know, for that, about that much. And, man, he's just, you know, he's living it, man. I mean, but look at all the power. Man, look at all the power. Look at all the power that this man invested in Bill Russell. Bill Russell had access to, you know, the money and everything, man. He had access, you know, like, you know, he was general manager. He had, man, he had power. So, see, what he could have did is just say, okay, I'm giving a $50,000 contract to this rookie here, because he's a good rookie, and I think he can help the team. I'm going to give him $50,000. Then turn around, you know, and cut him. You know, Russell had that power. Russell could do it. Russell could do a lot of things if he wanted to do it.
Yeah.
But it's more like in a crooks, you know, crooks do that shit. Yeah.
Okay. Now, other than the names that the stores might have, what do you call those big places where you go and get, where you go to buy food in large food stores? Are there big shopping centers and things like that?
Yeah, do we have it?
What do you call it?
What, a supermarket? The grocery stores, little general, little food stores, you know.
Yeah.
And we call them, you know, little stores, like 7-Eleven. Some of the stores, they stay open all night, all day, you know.
Yeah.
Right, so
what did you say, the little general?
Yeah, that's right on Esplanade. You know, I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Little general, you know.
Yeah, I walk in.
Right.
Okay, now, just a little store that might be in a neighborhood, you know, or a place where you go out to school,
uh-huh,
where kids go out to school and get something to eat, whatever that is.
Huh.
Sweet shop.
Yeah, a little sweet shop. There are a lot of little sweet shops around town, and some of them are sweet shops and grocery stores that sell sandwiches and whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, kids can go there and get a sandwich, delicatessen, you know, places like that, you know, delicatessens,
yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, there are places in your neighborhood, you know, that will sell stuff like that?
Definitely.
Some kind of restaurant?
Yeah, definitely. There are, and just about in every neighborhood, there's a place where they sell sandwiches, liquor, you know, and people, you know, it's good business if you get in a good location and people.
Okay.
Are, it's,
yeah, those little restaurants, they didn't have a stove in the kitchen. What would they use to eat food with?
If they didn't have a stove?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you go on a 7-Eleven,
they
eat
the
food up there.
They usually have those. Well, let me see. Actually, if you buy a sandwich, you know, there's not usually nothing in New Orleans where you can heat your food. You buy it and you can heat it in the same place. You know, no. I mean, you know, I'm not saying they don't have it, but it's not seen.